Born on this day back in 1946, one of the very best guitarists in rock history for a very short time, unfortunately, Duane Allman, guitarist, co-founder, leader of the Allman Brothers Band, died in 1971, motorcycle crash, October of 1971, ran into the rear of a flatbed truck that had turned in front of him. That happened to my uncle, by the way. Apropos of nothing, my uncle was driving his car and again had a flatbed truck that turned right in front of him, and it was too late to stop, so he ducked down in the driver's seat and had his hand on top of the wheel, and actually ended up, he lost the tip of his thumb in that crash, but otherwise was okay. Could have been awful. So he just lost the tip of his thumb. Same thing happened. How about that? Duane Allman, though, died in 1971. He was born on this day in 1946. Of course, the Allman Brothers Band, classic Southern rock band. Great album, Eat a Peach, in which he was released after his death, but he played on about three quarters of the songs on that album. We heard Whipping Post, Duane Allman, of course, Derek and the Dominoes, Layla, and other assorted love songs. He played on most every track on that album as well. Tremendously talented guitar player. Duane Allman, born on this day back in 1946. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show. We welcome in Pat Kolbeck, former Michigan State Senator, former candidate for governor, and friend of the program. Pat, welcome on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, Scott, great to be with you.
Good to talk to you again this morning. Boy, there's a heck of a lot happening, late last night.
<think? laughs>
Yeah, I just saw this a few minutes ago. I had not seen it until now. I guess it was in a Washington Post story. One of the two Republicans on the State Board of Canvassers said he's leaning toward calling for delay in the certification of the election results until an official audit has been completed. What do you hear about that?
Well, I think if an audit is a real audit, I mean, there's a lot of games that can be played with the definition of an audit. But if you actually go off and do a real audit of the chain of custody, remember that the purpose of the Board of Canvassers is to make sure that all the records are properly completed. And what we're seeing already, I was at the County Board of Canvassers meeting. I was at the Detroit AV County Board, and during a marathon session monitoring what was going on there. It's obvious that the chain of custody was not preserved. It wasn't preserved at the qualified voter file level. We have our Secretary of State who initiated a partnership with Rock the Vote to actually be able to enter data into our qualified voter file directly. And as a result, we have 8.1 million people who voted in this election, but there's only 7.8 million who are eligible to vote. So there's an issue right there at the beginning of the chain of custody. Then you get down into the poll book. So in the city of Detroit, they had three different poll books that they're operating with. You're only supposed to have one. And actually four, if you include what happened in-person polls. And it's the ballots. We know ballot security was a joke the whole time. We had ballots arriving in the middle of the night, 3:45 in the morning, without any seals associated with them. We don't know if anybody inserted them along the way. And then the vote tally itself was insecure. One of the head election officials there, Chris Thomas, couldn't even tell me how the votes were transferred from the tabulators out to the county. And these computers that counted the votes were all connected to the internet. There is zero chain of custody all the way through for the city of Detroit alone. And then you put that against the shenanigans that were happening up in Antrim County. And Secretary Benson did a horrible job overseeing this previous election. It should not be certified either at Wayne County level or at the state level.
Pat Kolbeck with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. A bit of a shorter segment here. I want to make sure I ask a few more questions today. Our state House leader Lee Chatfield and Mike Shirkey, the Senate Majority Leader, meeting at the White House. What do you hear about what might happen there?
Well, I hope they understand that they've got a role to play in this. There's a couple different things that are going to happen. If the State Board of Canvassers rejects the certification, as I hope they will, it comes down to a joint resolution between the House and the Senate to go off and discern how Electoral College votes are allocated. They need to understand their role. This is not something that we go off and practice on a regular basis as legislators, right? This is the stuff where everybody blows off about 2 inches of dust off of the Michigan compiled law and figures out, okay, what happens in this circumstance? So it's a good reminder to go understand exactly what their role is in that context. And there's a lot of other things that they could be doing personally related to what's going on with the COVID. And the COVID connection to our election results is palpable. I mean, a lot of what I experienced out at Detroit AV County Board highlighted that they were using COVID as cover to go off and interfere with the oversight of the election. And so hopefully there's a little bit of love shown that way to encourage them to stand up and make sure that Governor Whitmer and her accomplices there are following the law instead of being a little law unto themselves.
Pat, got about 90 seconds left here. People might be reading this morning or maybe read yesterday that the Trump reelection campaign has dropped its lawsuit challenging voting results here in the state of Michigan. What should people know about why that happened and what we should know about it?
Well, it's a big nothing burger in the words of Van Jones, because they rejected the certification out of Wayne County, so it no longer applies. So actually, that's people are making much ado about nothing on that one. I can tell you personally, dealing with a lot of the folks involved with this, that Michigan is very much in the targets of priorities regarding the administration, because we understand the level of fraud here that was committed was significant, and it's significant enough to overturn the 146,123 vote gap that's currently projected for Joe Biden. So there's still a lot of work to be done on this, and I hate to tell all your listeners this, but the 2020 election is far from over. We need to be holding people accountable and preserving the integrity of this election, not just for this election, but for subsequent elections. We need to have faith that our elections are being executed faithfully, and I'm sorry, Secretary Benson fell flat on this one. And in particular, Wayne County and Detroit, they fell flat as well. 71% of the absentee voter precincts were not balanced and not subject to recount. That's unacceptable.
All right, Pat Kolbeck, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country. And you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.